evening of the resurrection. And three times he says to them, "Peace to you." This is more than a greeting, it's a statement. And it's a statement that has rich overtones in the scriptures. We find it in both the Hebrew scriptures and the Christian scriptures. Early in the Hebrew scriptures, we have the story of Gideon. And Gideon is frightened by the presence of an angel. And the Lord comes to Gideon and says, "Peace to you." And the anxiety leaves Gideon. And to mark that spot, Gideon establishes a sanctuary. He builds an altar, and he names it, "The Lord is Peace." Later on in the story of God's dealing with the people of Israel, there's the story of Daniel. And Daniel, too, is frightened and is anxious. And an angel of the Lord comes to Daniel and says, "Peace to you." In Isaiah the prophet, the passage that we often associate with the Christmas season, when Isaiah describes the coming of the Messiah, and he lists a whole variety of titles that this Messiah will have. The final title, the crowning title, is that this Messiah is the Prince of Peace. And on the night of the birth of the Savior, as those shepherds watched in their fields and the angels appeared in the heaven to announce the birth, "Glory to God in highest heaven and peace on earth to people of goodwill." This word is a powerful word. If you are in a Jewish community and you meet a neighbor on the street, you don't say hi, you don't say good morning, you don't say how are you, you say shalom, peace. And if you meet an Arab on the street, you say salam, peace. But more than peace, this word means integrity, it means perfection, it means wholeness, it means harmony. This word means God. All those qualities that the scriptures assign to God are filtered through and gathered in the word peace. So when Jesus comes to his disciples, he makes the declaration, "Peace to you." The presence of the fullness of God to you. Jesus is in himself the peace of God. What is ruptured, what is fractured, what is broken, the relationship between God and creation is made whole, is unified, is harmonized, is healed, is strengthened, is made perfect in Jesus Christ. Jesus is the peace of God. The gift of God is a person. Peace to you. The great blessing that is present in both the Old and the New Testament is the blessing of Aaron. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he turn his face toward you. May he let his countenance shine upon you. May he grant you his peace. So as we celebrate today, we celebrate the mystery of God's peace, present among us in the suffering and the dying and the rising of Jesus. And in the sacrament of the Eucharist, that peace is once again bestowed upon us. The goal of Christian living is to absorb that gift, to live more deeply in that gift, that gift that is only finally fulfilled in the presence of God as we pass from death to the fullness of life. What do we pray for members of our family who have died? Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. Let your light shine upon them. Grant them peace. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, is the gift of that peace. Today we have the wonderful opportunity to welcome two young people into the household of the faith through the sacrament of baptism. Raquel and Grace will be marked by the death and resurrection of the Lord in the waters of baptism. And then Raquel and Reuben will be invited to the table of the Lord for the first time in First Communion. And as these events occur before us, it's important for us to connect with them and to recognize that those events were also fundamental events in our lives, events by which the presence and the grace of Christ, the peace of God, touched us deeply. Grace and Raquel, do you want to come with me with parents and God?